Hello, everybody, and welcome to your weekly PW3 PSA. Today, I'm going to deviate a little bit from the suggestions that I make, as this is a large, well-known national charity. But if you still aren't sure of any charities to give to at this point, I have found that the United Way is a great catch-all in that they distribute funds all over the place to all sort of partner charities that work with the United Way to help get funding for smaller local charities. So if you would like to just throw it at one of the big guys and hope that it shuffles out somewhere you like it, you can make your way to unitedway.org. And there's lots of big donate buttons on their page, so you shouldn't have trouble finding them.
I imagine not.
No. All right. In the meantime, on with the show.
I'm partial to the MDA myself.
The MBA is a charity? What? The
Muscular Dystrophy Association?
Oh, D.
D is a dog. The MDA.
Gotcha. Hey, I have a comment from last week's PSA that I thought I'd bring up. D-Wing Illinois said, "Far be it from me to question a PSA, but Children Incorporated is a terrible name for a charity."
But it's like Kids Incorporated.
K-I-D-S.
The TV show that brought you who, Ian?
Oh, I don't know who got famous off that show.
She went on to star in the Black Eyed Peas.
Fergie?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Good for her.
That was her big break. Kids Incorporated.
I watched me a good deal of Kids Incorporated.
Yeah, it was awful and entertaining at the same time.
Yeah.
Boy, it was bad. It was real bad. Anyway, more importantly, hey, I'm back. Hooray for me.
Woo.
Yeah. So Texas was awesome. Ate all the brisket. Came home to find out the only good place that makes brisket in Pennsylvania closed.
Yep. I don't know about in Pennsylvania, but
well, in
definitely
State College,
within
for sure.
Miles of here. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm determined that I'm just going to have to break down and go and buy myself my own smoker so I can just smoke all my own brisket. Because every other barbecue joint in State College is terrible. They're mediocre at best. So sad times.
What's Craig known for? Smoking brisket.
Greetings, Grimflavors. Welcome to the 112th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one. You can call me Craig. With me, as always, Cass72, SneakyBeat15. They're Ray and Ian. Hello.
Hello. You can call me Ray.
You can call me Jay.
You can call me Jay.
Don't call me Ray, Jay.
You could call me Ray and Jay, since those
that's,
are
that's your name?
That's actually my name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. You have a middle name?
I do.
Yeah. I thought you knew this story.
Dude, we got to ease into this. We've only been friends for like 12 years. Can't be asking personal questions already.
All right, fine. This is the week of October 8th. No, 18th. How about the 18th? Wow. Rewind. 18th and the 25th of the 2017s. Your Deadpool Daily lands. Wednesday, Yellow Magneto. Thursday, Green Storm. Friday, Yellow Cage. Saturday, Yellow Groot. Sunday, Yellow Spidey. Monday, Purple Daredevil. Tuesday, Blue She-Hulk. Wednesday, Red Deadpool. The Red Deadpool. The 5-day 4-star crash! That was kind of sad. Last week's crash was way better when I wasn't here.
Well?
I had to listen live from my hotel room in Austin, Texas. And oh, by the way, thanks, Joe.
Yeah, for sure.
You did good work. So the 13th was Elektra versus Blade?
Yes. 3-star Blade, maybe?
Yeah, definitely 3-star Blade.
Yeah.
I remember winning. How'd you guys do?
That's so a really far, good question. I think I won.
So far, I have not completed it, but I'll try again tonight after the show. Maybe give with a little more vigor.
The only thing that's annoying is sometimes he will overwrite her trap tile.
Yeah.
And that stinks.
And it's not sometimes. It's pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
That is what he does.
So give that a go, Ian. What's your Elektra at?
Do you remember? Oh, goodness. You should ask UNC Samurai.
I don't have the graphic from last week, so.
I truly don't know. My game's not up. I'm sorry. I can't stall this segment long enough for me to do that.
All right, fine. Coming up next is Kingpin, which that one Samurai's provided for me, Ian. So hold on.
Oh, I was going to say mine's acceptable. He's like a 4-2-2 or a
you got
5-2-3-5. I knew yellow was 5, but the other two were some. So that's fine. I could probably be okay.
Ray and I, you have him champed, so I'm not expecting any difficulties there.
No.
And then after that is on the 25th is X-Force Wolverine. And Ray and I have him champed. Ian, you've got a 4-4-1.
Okay.
Which is that's all viable. You need. You're good.
Yeah.
So
the winds are becoming on an upswing for this guy.
I'm a little concerned about Wolverine because he goes up against Cyclops, and Cyclops does a lot of damage. So you got to get that black charged.
Yeah, make sure
quick.
You deny all the black.
Yeah.
So those should be good wins. Not too worried. Your Storyland, you got Deadpool versus finishing up right now. 8,000 got you 3 Magnetos, 15,000 a Purple Mordo, 32,000 for the CP. Top 50 folks get Baby Groot, and 51-400 are Star-Lord. The Hunt is next. 15,500 for 3 Star-Lord, 26,000 is a yellow Baby Groot, 55,000 for the 30 CP, and top 200 folks get a brand new Kurt Wagner, who in my head always then talks, goes into Indiana Jones for no reason and says, Fraulein Ravenwood.
That's a little weird, but the German, I get the German.
I don't know, I really just want to have a comic where it's got a crossover of Nightcrawler and Indiana Jones, just so he can say...
That's a lot of work for a really obscure... Man, I don't think you need a whole comment for that. Let's keep it happening in your head.
Okay.
That's where it belongs.
All right. Your next story, but also that S.H.I.E.L.D. training event is back.
That sounds familiar. Remind me what that.
Like the first
time. That's where I get 2 4-star covers at the end. Is that what happened?
Oh, maybe I'm confused. Isn't this the one where I have to have a level like 9,000 character 3 days after the release?
Oh, maybe that's. Is that what that was? What was I thinking about?
We'll get to
about?
It later. It's in my notes here. I haven't read it, but they've changed it some.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to have 3 characters that are maxed out in order to get the like it has a 3 lines of difficulty.
Oh, that's
and
the
then,
S.H.I.E.L.D. training. Yes, yeah. Where then eventually it says, do you have all these guys at level 209? If not, stop playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, what am I thinking of?
System Reboot, apparently, says everyone on the Discord.
Yeah, thanks, the Discord. System Reboot, that was dope.
Speaking of Discord, Samurai did say that they toned down Cyclops for that crash the last time, so I shouldn't have as many problems as I'm thinking I might, so just want to throw that out there.
Okie doke.
Yeah.
PvP, we're between sessions, so, you know, who really cares, because Black Vortex is running. But if you're really desperate to play PvP... 800 get you a green Star Lord, 900 a Black Mordo, 1200 for the CP, top 5 is Fantastic, and 6 through 50 is Mohawk, and we'll talk more about PvP later, because hey, that's about the end of the point ones. They're going the way of the dodo.
Wait, what?
No
we'll
more points.
We'll talk more later.
More what's
importantly,
happening?
Ian, tell me about Pi.
Hold on, you've thrown me into a weird space. All right, so... The featured pie of the week, my favorite segment, is none other than lemon meringue. So let me tell you a little bit about lemon meringue pie. So it's usually, again, this is mostly my preference, so you can take some liberties on this, but it's a short crust pastry, which is because you need that to kind of... Because otherwise, the lemon will soak through, and it'll just get all soft and smushy on the bottom. Now, the key to a good lemon meringue pie is you absolutely need to toast the meringue on top to give it a little bit of a crunch and a nice burnt quality. Otherwise, the meringue is just too sweet, and then plus the tartness of the lemon really helps to cut through that. I don't know. There's not a ton of variations on lemon meringue pie or any odd ways. If you would.
The only variation on lemon meringue pie is, did you do it correctly or did you do it incorrectly?
Right. Did your lemon custard like curdle? I don't know. Yeah, it's either bad or it's delicious. There's no top crust as it's a meringue pie. That's it. It's really, really straightforward. I can't recommend it enough. It's incredibly refreshing. It's not my favorite, but I guess you could use a short bread pastry, but short crust is much better. That's it. That's all we got for lemon meringue.
You got one of those
week.
Little kitchen blowtorches that you can
Yeah, a blowtorch would be ideal.
Yeah, those are good times.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
So I have a question about pie from listener comments. I'm going to do it in this segment because, you know, we're on pie.
It's pie related? Sure. Yeah.
So Chloe asks, what is the stance of cheesecake as pie? Cheesecake, it has a crust base. It's often cracker cookie based, but sometimes cake or pastry and some varieties are cooked in the oven. They don't really get topped except with sauce or whipped cream, but tends to lump them into pies because of the whole crust thing. Is cheesecake a pie? I know it says cake, but it really looks more like a pie.
I've never considered it cake because it has no qualities of cake.
Correct. Now, I don't want this to seem like a cop-out, but I would say that it is independent of both.
Mm.
Like, I know it has qualities of both, but I think it stands out in such a way, because it's got seemingly limitless variations. I don't want to get too into cheesecake right now. Then Ray will get started, and then it'll turn into a whole big thing.
That's true.
but I would say it is independent. So, I would call it neither pie nor cake.
Jables MC said it's a custard pie. Elvis said so.
Well, I mean, if the king's going to tell you, I mean.
Yeah, really. That's, that's, I'm pretty, wow. I can't argue with that at all.
Oh, he also tells us that apparently Alton Brown did an entire episode on cheesecake. So apparently we'll have to do some reference.
Oh, well, okay. If Alton Brown and Elvis say it's pie, then it's definitely pie.
Yeah.
I don't care what Alton Brown tells me. I'm buying it. Like, I'm believing it. Like, that guy speaks truth.
That is. He is the gospel when it comes to food-related sciences.
Yeah, man. Love me some Alton Brown.
Well, there you go. Your answer? It's pie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's coming up next? Oh, it's time again for the More Stay and the Time season.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
you just went, oh? Come on, dude.
You said, oh, and then didn't continue it.
I know. Really I'm so sad. There's some changes coming up. Firstly, to good old Nick Fury, director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Ooh.
Avengers Assemble is going down to 10 yellow instead of 12.
Ooh.
Each power level now adds an additional Avenger without requiring all that additional AP. So you no longer need those 5 in each color.
Right.
So that power just got a huge boost. In my opinion. Demolition, no changes because Demolition is strong enough on its own.
Right.
Escape Plan went down from 12 to 11. Damage has been increased while the amount of AP stolen, strength tile strength, and countdown tile duration has been lowered. I never use that power anyway because it never seems to do anything. So 5-5-3. There you go, Nick Fury.
I've used Escape Plan. It's the strike tile it puts out is pretty good. I'm not sure it's worth all of the build up.
Yeah, so. I definitely will have to see. I mean, because I was firm on 3-5-5 before, because Avengers Assemble was expensive and a hassle and took forever to get your AP. Now it's just super powerful.
Yeah, it seems like it's gonna be
good
a
for
big
him.
Change. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he'll be coming in the new system reboot.
The other change, one that is trying to increase a character who's been sad and useless for a long time. Psylocke is being changed.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Psychic Knife damage has been significantly increased. Strict tile strength has been increased. So that's good, because that's her good power, because it can get cheap.
I find it interesting to say significantly increased.
Yeah.
Right.
Bewilder, the worst power ever. now steals 4 AP from the enemy's strongest color, but also increases the strength of 3 random friendly strike or attack tiles.
There you go.
Much better.
Yep.
Or protect tiles. Strike, protect, or attack tiles. Psykatana not changing. But if you can get out your psychic knife, then swing your sword, then bewilder, now you've done something. So, good on that.
Yeah.
Maybe now somebody will finally use poor Psylocke. Poor Betsy. She got no love.
Yeah. She was always the second favorite Braddock.
The big change for next season is progression rewards are permanently being moved to being based on wins in PvP. Now, there's lots of people super upset about this. I'm stated by the fact that I like it because now I can just play when I want and not have to worry about, losing points and slices and things. That's me.
Yeah, maybe I'll be able to recover from my PvP burnout from like 2 years ago and I'll try it again, but it's not likely, so I don't feel like I should weigh in. And again, there is no way to, make everyone happy. There never is.
The wins that they're going with, though, it's the first test, not the second test. Is that true?
It does not say that.
Hmm, I thought that was the case, but...
It may be, but the article I have in front of me, it does not say.
Sure. I think that was mentioned in the forum somewhere, but I don't have it in front of me, so...
What is the win number? Do we know?
No, I don't have that at all.
It was... Was it 40 to get the 4-star?
That was in the second test. It was 40. I'm not sure if that's the same as the first one or not.
I was waiting on someone to
comment on Discord.
Yeah, they said that the two tests were exactly the same.
Okay. Hmm. Then I don't understand that conversation that I read earlier today, but that doesn't mean much.
All right. What else we got? Hey, that shield training thing. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So, shield training returning for the release of Nightcrawler with a few changes. So, after completing the Joint Forces mission, both the top row missions and the first individual training missions are unlocked. For the character and call for backup missions, completing a mission unlocks the mission under it. So it's now going down instead of left to right.
Okay.
The first row of missions does not have a character level restriction. Required characters have a level restriction of 120 in the second row, and third row is 209. Increase the ISO 8 rewarded in the Join Forces mission up to 500 instead of 100. Top three character missions to 250 instead of 100. Middle three character missions to 500 instead of 250, and the bottom three ones to an event token instead of the 500 ISO. So, there you go.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be doing very well in this one. Again, I don't have it in front of me. Do you have the three required characters for the advancing through the levels?
I do not.
I don't remember who they all are. All I remember is one of them is the Invisible Woman.
Invisible Woman!
And since I sold her a while back, I have not been able to
roster her to a significant level.
Yeah, 420. So, not going to be able to participate for very long in that one.
They're telling me on the Discord it's Invisible Woman, Rogue, and Elektra.
Rogue. Yeah. That's fantastic.
And who was the last one?
Elektra. 4-star Elektra.
Okay. Sorry, I zoned out after Rogue, too. I was like, sure.
Well, I've got lots of Invisible Woman, and I've got lots of Elektra, but I ain't got lots of Rogue.
No.
She brand new.
Yep. That's fine.
Boost. Hey, this was something that I didn't see coming. Yeah. They put new boosts in the game.
Oh, snap. Tell me more.
Hey, do you remember the really old boost where you could get a boost for, like, X-Men?
Yeah.
Hey, you could get boosts for X-Men?
Nice.
And also, in a new precedent, there is a boost for an individual character.
What?
What?
His name is Nightcrawler.
Oh.
Okay!
You can buy boosts that will, you know, increase Nightcrawler's damage all by his lonesome.
Huh.
That was Ian's yawn of excitement for the boost.
No. I was like, boosts! Oh, now here comes Ian.
So these are damage boosts. They're rewards, and the hunt and thick as thieves. X-Men boosts are found in hard missions. Nightcrawler boosts are found in the 4-star required missions. You can purchase said things for 200 hero points for X-Men, 100 hero points for Nightcrawler. You can buy stacks of 10. You can start buying them today, it says. And you can only be available for purchase until 10/26. So if you would like these X-Men and Nightcrawler boosts, spend all of your money now. Please deposit $20 and buy some boosts.
And that's the story of how I never got a boost.
And it says you can combine the two together, so you can stack 5 X-Men boosts with 5 Nightcrawler boosts to give Nightcrawler 200% more damage in one fight. So, it's
an interesting idea. I just don't know why. I don't know why they're bringing that back. I mean, X-Men, I get the single character boost.
Because I want to bet that will be a new thing for you to buy with every new character.
Sure. Not gonna, but okay.
I never use the boost I have now. Acquiring more is not something I'm really worried about.
But they're rare, Craig.
Yeah.
They're rare. You've got to catch them all. You'll have them.
You know, I got rid of all the retired boosts, the ones I had. I used them all just to get rid of them, so they weren't on my screen anymore.
Wow. Color me wrong.
Yeah. All right, more importantly, let's talk about Kurt. I like me some Kurt.
Yeah, I hear there's a Nightcrawler in this game.
Your buddy
there
Kurt?
There he is. Yeah,
buddy Kurt. Oh, buddy Kurt.
All right, his first power is the classic Bamf. 4/7 purple. Converts up to 4 basic tiles to the color most present on the board. So I guess it's just changing the colors?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Bamf.
Yeah. Passive, if Nightcrawler would take team damage, make him airborne for one turn instead. So he is immune to AoE damage.
Yeah.
So, like, that's even better than Quake, kind of. Well, he quit producing for the whole team, but...
Is it really?
No. He's just immune. Immune.
Right.
Yeah, him. He is immune.
Okay, does that make him immune to Galactus's doing 1 million points of damage to you? Because that's team damage.
Crazy, not, and I hope not.
Not. It did until just now.
Right.
Okay. I've broken it right now?
Yes.
All right, so as Bamf goes up, it converts more tiles. Level 5, it converts 8 tiles to whatever is already the most present on the board, which should give you some nice cascading action.
Yes.
His second power is red. This is your swashbuckling, Kurt. This is En Garde. For 9 red, deals 750 damage. If you have 12 or more AP in your strongest color, it goes to 1426 instead. As you up in level, that goes up at more and more and more. Level 5, 2593. If you have 10 or more AP in your strongest color, deal 4167 instead. So Kurt will whack you with a sword.
Sure.
He will poke you in the eye with a fencing foil and disappear. Solid.
Back on Bamf, Tetsujin Oni has a interesting point. That will not allow you to evade Court Death, Thanos's power, because Court Death stuns you first, so I doubt he'll be able to go everywhere.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, sounds like an interesting point.
All right.
I had to bring it up before I forgot.
His third power is called Everywhere at Once. Deal 46 damage as 12 blue. Deal 46 damage for each point of AP in the enemy's strongest color, and then steal 2 of that. That goes up, and at level 5, it's deal 133 damage for each point of AP in the enemy's strongest color, and steal 4 of that AP at level 5.
In your pool or the enemy's pool?
It's deals damage for the enemy's strongest color in their pool. Yeah, okay. Because
that's
the computer fires off powers.
The AI is super efficient
using its
powers.
No, it's strongest color, which is almost always, you know, the one you have a power in. But I suppose if their strongest color is a passive, yeah.
That's highly unlikely.
So it's not nearly as good as Mordo's, you know, beat down power, which doesn't care. You know, this is as long as whichever one has most. So,
right.
I don't know. So I'd have to play with the blue to see how it plays out, but I'm thinking I probably will, you know, go for 5-5-3 out the gate to see how I like that. You know, a year from now.
Offhand, I would agree with you. Yeah. But I don't know. I love new, completely new power dynamics. So really looking forward to them.
I'm going to stick with the plan that Joe taught me last week. So I will complain about him now, and then I'll get to try him and I'll be okay with him. And then I'll play him boosted and I'll say that he's great. That seems to be the natural progression of things. So, man, this Nightcrawler, he seems terrible. Why did they even make him? All right, that's all
I
got.
Yeah, the first time he's boosted, you'd be like, this is the greatest character ever made!
Yes, so much damage, you can't be stopped.
Speaking of characters which are ridiculous right now. Well, we're for that. All right, enough,
rogue.
People, enough of the 0-0 gambits. 0-0-5 gambits. No more. That's really annoying, and I hope they fix that bug so that his active powers still count as active powers even if he doesn't have them. Because just using Gambit to make red and purple...
I'm assuming that... I don't know if that's a bug, but I know what you mean. Yeah. I have yet to encounter that. I read about it online, but I've yet to see one.
I forget which the one team that I saw, which is super annoying. It's got Nova and somebody else, and it's so all it does is generate stuff, then throw you in the air. And you're just always in the air, because he always has enough red to keep throwing you in the air.
Ha! 0-0-5, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they're not... Wow. Shenanigans. Clever, but shenanigans.
I don't like it.
No, no, sir.
I don't like
it. I don't like it.
Anyway, moving on. Hey, local news.
Okay. Hey, I got it. Wait, before you get to local news. Ronan-san on Discord said 005 Gambit is awesome, but he's super squishy. And he's Thanos bait. Craig has a Thanos. His argument is silly.
Doesn't change the fact I don't have to like it. Just don't like it. All right.
I get that.
Local news. Hey, kids. We live in State College. Game day's here this week. Penn State's number 2, playing Michigan. If you're around, come out for the waitout. I won't be in town. So.
Number 2, huh?
They are.
In the nation.
They are.
Penn State.
That's what I'm saying.
Whew. Get ready for a disappointing second half to your season, Penn Staters.
I hear you have to play Michigan.
Well, I'm more worried about having to play Ohio.
No, State.
We're never
good. Why are you even worried about Ohio? You don't even have to think about that one.
Because it's a road game.
Yeah, Penn State's going to lose. I'm saying there's no use worrying. It's already been decided.
They're already on their fourth string quarterback because the first three all killed someone. They're still going to win.
Sell their jerseys for money. All the good things Ohio State does.
Yeah. Punched out 7 cops on the way to the game. Oh, man.
I don't know. I'm also enjoying the current, you know, basketball controversy where Ripetino got fired for taking all that shoe money. Have you been following this at all?
Nope.
I hope you're not talking to
me. You know who Rick Pitino is?
I was going to say, nope. You started with basketball, and my brain went...
he is the basketball coach for Louisville. As we all know, college sports is a big sham to not give money to the kids.
Right. Wait, where is he the coach for?
The shoe company... Louisville?
Don't you mean Louisville?
I do mean Louisville, but...
So you mean since you're not from there, you have to actually pronounce it? You can't just say Louisville?
So in Louisville... He got the normal deal where, you know, Reebok or whoever it was, I don't care who it was, they're all the same.
Shoe manufacturer
said, hey, your athletes need to wear our shoe. Here is $1 billion. He said, that's awesome. I will take $900 million of that, split that up between my pockets, my coach's pockets, and we'll give, 10 cents on the dollar to the actual university. And what happened? I don't know what you're talking about. What money? Some got to the players. I don't know what you're talking about. And apparently the FBI got involved, and Louisville then promptly fired him.
Good. Did they take his money?
Well, no.
Oh.
Can't take his money. He just got to fire him.
That's disappointing, then. Unless you're going to tell me that they took his money or he was hanged on campus.
Oh, man.
I am not interested.
Neither of those things. Within 2 years from now, he will have a new job at somewhere else.
Absolutely.
And it'll be fine. And then 10 years from now, we'll be talking about this again because he had a... if I remember right, he had some controversy at the last school he was at before, Louisville. Kentucky? Is that where he was before?
I don't know, dude. Stop.
Seriously, you said basketball. I stopped listening.
I know I hate basketball, but man, you guys are really going far.
I just don't care for it. I mean, and truly, like, you had lost me when you said college sport. And then you said basketball on top of that. Not my jam. Not to disparage those things in any way. I'm sure, you know, lots of people enjoy them and good for student athletes. Hopefully that, you know, they are successful, but I don't care to watch them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, basketball, you have to be a really good athlete to be able to play basketball. I just don't care.
Exactly.
Alpha Team says he wants to donate more money to our show so that we can never have a college sports segment again.
Do it.
It's going to take, I don't know. It's going to take a lot to get Craig off the show and replaced with Joe full time. So unfortunately, college sports and hockey talk are here to stay.
Speaking of which, hockey is back.
Oh, why'd you do it?
Penn's going for another cup. Another cup.
That was purposeful.
They won last night in OT, so
They're going for the Stanley Cup hat trick.
For the beloved Pens.
Right.
I mean, I got a, 1% chance the Steelers will actually do something this year. So I'm putting my money on the Pens to make me happy later in the year.
Right on.
So what's in the mailbag?
I was going to say, and that's the news. Ray Reed Mail.
Hey, let's see what Lumpy brought us this week.
Willie Lumpkin.
Oh, hey, I've got a comment. One of the top comments, because it was stickied, was from Jeff Duggan. He's a moderator on Reddit, and he apparently...
You mean Hacksaw Jeff Duggan?
No.
Hey-o!
No, I don't. Oh. Apparently somebody reported our show post, and his comment was, I don't know if that was an accident or a joke, PW3 episode discussion is up weekly, as regular as clockwork. They aren't spam, they're quite on topic. So, if you're going to report us, don't. Just tell us what's wrong. Like, what did you not like?
Well, you know what was wrong last week? I wasn't on the show, so clearly the person's like, this show is terrible, and should be taken off the air right now.
Or it was you.
That's right. I made a new Reddit account while I was laying in Austin and said, ha ha.
Wow.
My point is, if you're going to report on Reddit, that doesn't tell us what's wrong. Like, it doesn't help your cause in any way. So
I know. I don't. Did I make another disparaging comment about Tourette's?
I don't think so. And Craig wasn't.
I don't remember it either.
Craig wasn't here to disparage on Android users. So
yeah.
Poor Google Play Store.
I can disparage on people who enjoy college basketball right now, if you like.
No, thanks.
That's okay.
They don't deserve it.
That sport's terrible.
I'm gonna move on to Parandiak, who said, new Ooh. Character, Gambit. Interesting that he blocks powers, but he can work really well with passive colors. Pairing him with two people that had powers shut down by him was annoying in the, you know, when you played on the node where you get them for free. You had to use them with X-23 and Fishnets, who both had purple and couldn't use them.
Oh.
I think it was just to point out, hey, you can't use those.
Right.
But I don't know. So far, I've really been enjoying Gambit. Can't wait to get him champed, or at least my 3-star. The 5 is going to be a while. BBF2 said, wait, Joe uses 4-star Rockin' Groot with Gamorpha and a 3rd Guardians member? The 3rd member is unnecessary. The strike tiles get stronger if there's 1 Guardian with them, but no additional bonus if there are 2. That is correct. Just wanted to make sure that if you'd listen to the podcast and we're of the mindset that the more rocket or the more guardians you get, the better. That's not true. So,
I mean, what do you want from a guy who prefers stickers to pins?
Don't go attacking Joe. I got a comment for you here in a minute. Just you wait for it.
Oh, buddy,
Jordan from Jersey said the Black Gambit, another great fake blaxploitation title.
Yeah, that would be a good one. I'd watch that.
He also said that he lived in Austin for a year and a half and don't think he was in any of the places that I had mentioned. I'm sorry. Those are...
Yeah, you missed out. Year and a half, ill spent.
Yeah, if you're not going to the Midnight Cowboy or to Pete's Dueling Piano Bar, what are you doing?
Or at least 6th Street in general. 6th Street was awesome.
Yeah, have you seen Esther's Follies? I mean, come on, do something on 6th Street.
FAHQ 1977 said he wasn't sure what happened this week. He experienced a glitch around the 10-minute mark, and he was not the only one. I got several comments about people saying that they were getting some sort of glitch around 10 minutes, and he said that he worked through it and maybe missed a little bit, but in any case, not sure what was going on there. Most people who were complaining, I think, were getting it from Google Play, but I pulled it up on Google Play and it was fine. So I have no idea what the deal was. Hopefully it doesn't occur again.
Further Craig sabotage.
Yeah, I think so.
Rears its ugly head.
Yeah, you know what would fix that problem? Don't use an Android device.
FAHQ, I'm bringing it up now. He said that even despite the glitch, it was one of the cleanest, most on track and insightful shows in modern memory. It's almost as if something kept it on the rails, with tangents being limited in scope and focus on MPQ, and Pies guiding the narrative arc like an unseen script supervisor who was at the controls.
Wow.
I'm not sure what the change was.
What fun is that?
That was eloquent. I like that.
I'm gonna
save that one.
I'm gonna follow that up with the Alpha Team, who said, "Best show ever. Keep the analyze guy and get rid of the singing guy."
Oh, you're fired from my show.
Sorry, I love those a little too much. Stink Palm said, "Pie of the week suggestion: a hybrid pecan pie topper sweet potato base."
Ooh,
that sounds way too much.
I don't know.
And I don't know if we'll ever do a combo pie. That's way too complicated. That's like trying to explain how Agent Coulson works. I had to get a Ian Byrne in there after the Craig Burns.
Yeah, he beat me up today in the lightning rounds now that they're double A, so I had to give him a try. Agent Coulson, he's a menace.
He is. He's strong. Moving on, D-Wing Illinois. After checking to make sure that Joe's son is not enrolled at my daughter's school, I can continue listening. We've kept that story in at the beginning, so.
Oh, good.
What happened with Asa?
Sorry?
Was something happened with Asa?
Yeah, he... You said it was in the episode, correct?
Correct.
Obviously, if people are commenting on it.
Yeah.
He made a comment to his father about some frustration that he was feeling because there were just so many girls in his class and he just wanted to kiss them all.
Oh, okay. Apparently I missed that on the live.
Yeah, I think it was probably before we went live.
Dewing also said, so many people under the long box umbrella champion Devil Dino this anniversary. And it's true. I just kept seeing that on Facebook over and over and over again, including mine. Ha ha, I got Dino Championed. I was very happy.
I should do that, but I won't share it, so just assume that I've done it.
Okay. He also said that Joe's stance on pie was freaking amazing. Wrong to its core, but amazing. If we remember, Joe doesn't like pie.
No.
No.
And Craig's hate from Discord really made the episode complete.
It's only a little bit of hate.
In any case, those...
I mean, Joe said Gamorpha wrong. Like, that you messed up Hans and Franz. Like,
yeah, well, that was going to happen.
We didn't... I don't think we missed it up. We didn't even try.
No.
Anyway, that is the best comments of the mailbag, so thanks, everyone. And thanks, Lumpy.
Thanks. Thanks. Good times. All right, then. I am Hans.
I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up. All right, tell me, Ian, what's going down?
Holy smokes. I know that there's a pretty good mix of people out there. Some like it when I succeed, most like it when I fail. So this is going to be a super popular segment because the boosts could not be worse for me this week. I mean, characters that I don't have, characters that I had never use, characters that are just painful to know that they exist, and Wasp. So, real quick, things that I will be benefiting from. 3-star Cap, awesome.
Yeah.
3-star Widow, awesome. Some people seem to like 3-star Carol. I bet she's good because I don't use her. 3-star Doom is dumb. And new 3-star Spider-Man is awesome. So it'll be a good day in there. So let's talk about these 4-stars and see if I remember what any of them do. We'll start with my greatest and oldest nemesis, Gwenpool. She's got a chart that lets her do a bunch of stuff. Sorry, I was going to start to derail, but I was like, it lets her, you know, lines, columns, blow them up, get rid of special tiles. She might do some other things. She might change the word purple to pink. I don't recall. It's all nonsense. She's got another power where she shoots you for some damage. Does anybody know what her black power does?
Her black power throws a bomb that sends her teammates airborne and throws out some projectiles.
Dope.
Yeah, that's the plot grenade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
a plot armor.
She's a 5-3-5 if I ever saw one.
Okay.
My opinion. And also, I would want to correct one thing that you said. She shoots a gun for all the damage. When she's boosted, that's the power to use.
Chekhov's gun damage is devastating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Craig, you like Chodely Awesome Hulk.
I do nowadays.
Tell me more.
I think he got fixed. I don't know. I'm a big fan of Cho. You get the, he makes his own green. He then punches for lots of green.
Is that what blue does?
Yes, blue makes green.
Who
And does damage.
Okay. Which one of you has something going on other than this show that's creating sound effects in the background?
The binging is not me.
Okay.
Weird.
Is it you,
no,
Ray?
No, it came to me over my headphones, so no.
What, that ding?
Yeah.
So it's not the three of us, and it's occurring?
Yeah, I don't have anything that goes bing.
This is suspicious.
I mean, my chair kind of squeaks. I mean, that's
no,
my
chair that's fine.
Noise.
Mine does that too. But this is a very distinct binging noise.
Yeah, I heard the ka-ping.
Okay,
I would call it a ka-ping.
But... I thought maybe Ray's iPad was not as turned off as he thought it was.
I don't know.
But
I don't know.
Anyway, so Cho heals and he punches you. That's blue makes the green. The green makes the punch. The black makes the healing.
It does a little bit of healing and makes some charge tiles, which is more importantly for what it does.
Charge tiles are good.
It is real healing, so, you know, that's nice. And, you know, someday he'll actually get a hot dog to fall in his mouth.
Right.
Won't be this day.
But someday. All right. Now, the other three people, I don't know what they do, but I did take the time to write down notes on at least two of them. While I go find those notes, I feel like one of you two will tell me Drax does something?
No, he doesn't.
All right. Just checking. Drax is boosted.
I hear he stabs people with knives.
He might. Didn't he get reworked recently?
He did.
Still don't care?
No.
Okay. I can live with that. Now, I don't have any Lockjaw covers. I've never used Lockjaw. I didn't use him if and when he was free. And I barely remember what he does. But, let's see. He resists damage.
UNC Samurai says Drax takes up roster space.
he pairs well with Warp Machine. Let's see. Yeah, so So you can use Lockjaw to resist damage. You can use Lockjaw to summon characters that aren't in the game to do stuff, a la Nick Fury, director of S.H.I.E.L.D. And he makes charge tiles. There you go. I don't know how that's helpful. I mean, charge tiles is pretty straightforward, but...
The only time that I saw him really in use was that node where it was him, Medusa, and Black Bolt, and they just destroyed everyone that I sent against them.
Boy, they sure did.
I believe it. Is it because of him, though, or is it because Medusa and Black Bolt are unstoppable?
It was, well...
All three.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess because he can resist any damage that you do, yeah. And the other, and then...
He definitely played a part. I mean, Medusa and Black Bolt, that's a good team anyway, but his extra charge tiles, and I don't know what was going on. I just lost real quick.
Yeah. I don't want to go on that tangent. Let me just tell you a little bit about Wasp, because I know very little about Wasp other than whenever I fight her, things are going well, and then I die instantly, and I'm like, what happened? So I'm going to take a quick second to glance at her powers and try to figure out why that keeps happening. She makes some big strike tiles. That buzzing sound looks like it does some damage.
Yeah, it does some decent damage.
Yeah, but it steals AP, and that's important. Oh, snap. Wasp thing does a ton of damage. That's probably what's happening.
I'm trying to remember which power is which.
Black is do a bunch of damage. If you have 8 blue AP, she stuns the target as well.
Okay.
The blue one is the one-turn countdown tile that is constantly stealing AP. And if it gets matched away, it does a little bit of damage.
Sure, right.
So, Wasp looks excellent. She's always a good time.
She's flipping the tiles. That's where she's...
Oh, yeah. The first one where she swaps strike and protect and boosts them while doing it.
Yeah, that's where she really starts getting out of hand.
Okay.
Yeah, you combine her with 4-star Carol when both of them start boosting all of your protect and strike tiles, it gets insane really quick. The only unfortunate part is they're both yellow-black.
Right.
But you definitely want to use Wasp's yellow to keep...
Okay, to do the swapping and boosting?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Isn't there a passive component to Carol's yellow? Isn't that her executive decision power?
I don't remember enough.
I don't know.
I think you're right. I think that is the one where she also is boosting the tiles whenever a countdown tile goes off, and Wasp generates that countdown tile every round. So, yeah, the two of them together are amazing.
But, I was going to say, is there a situation, though, from what I've been hearing where, like, Carol isn't a good idea? Like, oh, man, I wish I hadn't brought Carol to this fight. She's really dragging my team down.
Not likely.
No,
I've never seen one. But so that's it. I don't know. I don't have any advice for you guys this week. I apologize. Somewhat. I'm just happy that they got all the, like, at least that's what I like. The only thing I like about this week is they got all the, like, the duds all at once. So I won't be quite so overwhelmed in the future. There'll be characters that I've heard of that I can use or at least tell you a little bit something about. But
at some point, the running commentary on Discord is just hilarious right now, talking about how bad this whole segment is.
It's a bad segment.
It's like running commentary on a horror movie.
Yeah, that's fine.
Don't go in that house!
Right.
That's so good!
Sorry, it's a segment that I don't like, and this was even worse because it was filled with characters I didn't like. As soon as we can get back to featured character of the week, I'll feel a lot better.
Alright, put that on the poll. To steal Dan Lebatard. Should we get rid of this segment? Just stick with more pies? I don't know.
I'm going to vote no.
Yeah, let's try to limit the desserts as well. I'm comfortable with pies. I don't want to go too much further than that. All right. So this is
tasty cake product of the week.
Right. How do we end this segment? Do we listen to us now and believe us later?
Yes.
Okay.
Listen to me now and believe me later. Alright, Vine time.
Oh, yeah, pull us out of this quagmire.
Mine's still terrible. Let me pull up my Vine here, hold on. It's a mess, as always. I've got, two baby Groots that are dying, one in the next 18 hours. I've got two War Machines that are dying. I've got, Sandman. I've got two Eddie Venoms. And a Mordo.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not good. I got 330,000 ISO, so I could probably save the Eddie Venom. Because I think I only need like 335 or something like that to get him to max level. I would still need the other, 25,000 to champion him. So that's probably where I'll end up going, is saving Eddie Venom.
What's the other option to save?
Boy, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get enough ISO to save anybody else.
Well, I mean, what if we bypass him and save someone else? Who's the other option?
War Machine?
Nope.
Mordo?
Yeah!
My Mordo is only level 99, though, so he would take a pile of ISO.
Sure.
360 plus the champ, so doable before that one dies. I'm really trying to avoid doing the War Machine as much as I can, because just don't care.
You know they're gonna redo him, and he's going to be awesome one of these days.
Yeah, someday my prince will come.
So there were some follow-up comments on Discord that they basically said, yeah, don't drop the segment. We're trying to give you some ideas on what's going on. Don't drop it. Donkey Teeth then said, Ian don't want no duds. Duds are a tune that I can't use. Hanging out on the back of my roster, trying to holler at me.
Nice. That was a solid song.
Was. And Tetsujin Oni wants to point out that it's not 25,000. It's 12,500 for the championing.
Okay.
So half of what you said. So I guess I'll look at my roster.
Yeah, what do you guys got?
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's perfectly clean. Ooh. I actually don't have a vine at the moment.
I was able to
champion Electra. I was able to champion all the four stars that I had dying, so I'm all good.
Well, then, let's talk about the most important vine. So, apparently, last week, my vine was intriguing and perhaps stirred a little controversy. Let me bring you guys up to speed on how this shuffled out for anybody who is familiar with last week's show. I managed to play enough Puzzle Quest because of the anniversary and the double ISO and things happening that I earned me a anniversary vault 10 pack, and that thing just paid dividends with every open. I got the 2900 hero points. Woo-hoo! I got the 600 hero points on top of that. Woo-hoo! Plus the, you know, however many I had before, the 1800 or so hero points that I had there.
You could roster all the people.
Oh my god, I got a fan favorites token out of that. I got a Winter Soldier out of that. And I did roster all the peoples.
Wow.
I got all three. I got the, which we did not discuss. I continued playing over the weekend, and I got my first Black Bolt. So I was able to put Daredevil, 5-star Gambit, and Black Bolt on my roster.
Wow.
I was able to put 3-star Gambit on my roster. And I still have a ton, not a ton, but I still have a notable amount of, I've got just south of 2,000 hero points. So of the, you know, 37 2-star covers that are polluting my vine right now, I'll be able to roster probably two of them. And I do have two Devil Dino covers, which we discussed earlier, so I'll champ him later tonight and get rid of those.
Amazing. Nice.
So it couldn't have gone better. So in the off chance that someone out there sent me a care package, expect that we will get your address and return it to you, along with a gift for being so thoughtful. If that didn't happen, then I'm, you know, then I'm only saying it to taunt Jared.
Oh, that was the best. That was the absolute best part of last night.
It was up there.
We record another podcast last night, and Jared found out that somebody sent Ian a care package and was like, why don't they ever do it to me?
Yeah, he was heated. He was frazzled for the rest of the show. It was deeply satisfying.
I'm like, well, you don't listen to our podcast. You don't do a podcast of your own about the game, and you hate this game. So it was good.
So yeah, my vine is messy, but it can easily be cleaned up, and everything's going my way.
Oh, nice. Speaking of weird care packages.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys saw this link that apparently if you sign up for a loot crate right now, you can get a 3-star Thor and 3-star Loki for free in game.
I don't know what that means.
You know Loot Crate?
Nope. I don't know what that is.
Loot Crate is a service you sign up to, and then they send you a box of random jibba jabba every month.
Mm.
I get Erica the Harry Potter one, if you've seen all the Harry Potter stuff laying around our house.
I have been to your house once or twice. It has always been filled with Harry Potter stuff since that franchise has popularized, so I had no idea that there was a specific source for that. I thought your wife was just a spendthrift when it came to that sort of thing.
Well, that is also true.
So she's a spendthrift and you're an enabler.
Yeah.
Okay.
In any case, there was a link where if you signed up for Loot Crate this month, you got... But it was 3 stars, so, you know, if you want a Loki and a Thor, and you like Loot Crate...
Right, you might as well. Yeah, and I don't think I want a bag of tchotchke once a month.
More important things that happened this week.
Hmm?
America's Nightmare has ended. I got a Black Widow.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. So now I'm down to just needing Gambit.
All right.
5-star Gambit, and I will... Which I now will probably be my long, dark torture.
Sure.
It's determined that I will never get all the characters in this game.
That's very likely.
He is the only character that I care to get right now, and I don't have. So, I'm right there with you. Except I don't have all the 1-stars, so, and probably never will.
Yep, I'm just missing Gambit.
Hmm.
Well, that's good. That's a good reward of the week. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I got, like I said, that Black Bolt with dynamite. I got a Professor X cover that I needed. I got that Winter Soldier cover that was pretty solid. I mean, that 2,900 hero points is easily my reward of the week. That
it saved the day.
That enhanced my life so significantly. And the other hero points, the 250s and the 600. That was a big boost too.
Like right now, we're getting the whole like history of the word tchotchke on Discord. I did not know that's how it was spelled. T-C-H-O-T-C-H-K-E. Tchotchke. Although, the phonetic spelling says it's tchotchka. I've never heard tchotchka. I always hear tchotchke.
So there you go.
Did you get anything this week, Ray?
My reward of the week, I'm going to say, was all the Electra covers that I got just in time. I had 12 hours left on beginning to lose my red Electra covers and opened up, I don't know, I thought it was a 10-pack. But it was a whole bunch of 2-star tokens and managed to get a whole bunch of bonus covers for Elektra. So
nice.
Yeah, I was happy about that. Allowed me to save Elektra from the bin. So she is now a level 171 and champion. So yay. Except I haven't used her and don't know that I will because she's a 3-star. But
right. But that does remind me. So last week, my misinformation was only half misinformation. There was she is a part of the Deadpool daily rotation. Gambit is not, because that was the first time in a long time that I have opened my Deadpool dailies and I could not participate because I did not have Elektra.
Right.
I was like, what's happening?
What?
all right. Let's move it on. Let's
Indeed.
Open some stuff. Brought to you by
this guy.
Woo! Again, thanks to this guy for lunch.
And the segment.
And the segment.
Oh, well, that too. Who wants to open some stuffs?
Oh, I've been on a heater, so I'll cool this segment down.
There we go.
With the opening of a latest Legend token.
UNC Samurai says, it's from that show where the girl collects all sorts of baubles. It's called Joni Loves Tchotchke.
That's terrible.
That was awesome. On the upside, I got a Agent Coulson best laid plans.
I like Coulson.
Yep, I do too. I'm sure I can use that. It probably puts him at something incredibly modest and barely usable. No, he's great. I'm killing it with Coulson. I didn't even know it. I got him now. I have him at a 4-3-4.
Nice. Getting there.
Someday, Phil, you and I, we're going to go out together and we're going to beat some villains.
Today won't be that day.
No, but soon.
But someday.
Sooner than most of my 4-stars.
Alright, I'm going to poke Daredevil in the face. It is a 4-star. Oh, it's Gamorpha! Deadly Strike. What does that do for my Gamorpha?
Do you have her champ yet?
That makes her level 279. And gave me some nice hero points.
Are you done? Is that it?
Sure.
Alright.
Yeah, I've got like 10 more of them, but I ain't opening them.
Yeah, I've got 32 currently, and no ISO to do anything, so I'm going to poke him in the eye, because it's what I need.
Classic.
4-star. And the 4-star Rocket and Groot.
Baby Groot.
That'll be another one on the pile. He is already championed. So that'll get him up to a 279. He's getting stronger and stronger. He and Gamora are just ripping it up.
I hear good things about them paired together.
Yeah.
I super enjoy them when I'm playing with my Medusa. Because, man, do I love to steal their tiles.
Yeah, you just got to get that. You got to get so much purple so quick.
Yeah, if I'm playing PvP, I just boost my purple.
Yeah.
And all colors. And then, like, by turn 2, I can steal all your tiles. And I've healed myself since then, and it's all good.
I don't know how you have that many purple boosts, but okay.
Because I don't ever use boosts for anything else, so they just kind of collect. Hey, for the first time in, like, a year, I used Super Whales the other day.
Ooh.
Okay.
The one five, you know, the five-star required node was imposible, so I just dropped whales on it twice to get the token and the command points.
Was it as satisfying as you remembered?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was. There you go. Thanks to this guy.
This guy.
I think that's all we got.
I assume so. I was just going to start talking about the podcast network. But
yeah, do it up.
I was going to wait for your lead in. I don't want to, you know.
Hey, Ian, talk about the podcast network.
Okay. Hey, we are part of the soon-to-be-named network. It's soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It is a group of podcasts to fill your days, your drives, and your evenings with. There's lots of great podcasts on there. They are all available at soon-to-be-named-network.com, or you can check out the direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com. That's it.
Oh. I missed the really long version where, you know, we mentioned all the names.
Yeah, it has expanded to the point where I'm unwilling to do that.
But a lot of them have folded, I think.
Oh!
Like, you know, the Star Trek's gone, I think. Your podcast never actually airs an episode.
Right. I don't keep track. I never learned any of the new ones either.
I don't know if Talking Gimmicks is still running. I'm not sure about Paladins of Ultron.
What I meant to say was, soon to be named network, check out some of our great shows like Profane Arguments, Puzzle Warriors 3, and Long Box Heroes.
Long Box Heroes After Dark.
And Long Box Heroes After Dark.
Just not with your kids in that one. Because it's after dark.
Right.
We should do a Puzzle Warriors 3 After Dark.
Get out.
Then I can
go back to Austin where you belong.
No, but just think of all the cursing.
You could invite Jared on and he could just swear about this game all the whole time.
Oh, man, this sounds like a show. Me and Jared just cursing a lot. He still never had me on his show where I wanted to come on and curse, and he just wouldn't bring me on. I was so sad.
That's okay. Apparently, that show never gets produced, so.
That is what I hear.
Yeah, we've got like four in the can, but they're never going to get edited. They're never going to get aired because they're all like months old at this point.
I was caught up for a long time, and then Ian was on vacation, and anytime Ian wasn't on, I just wouldn't bother. And then I just never started listening again. Just think of all the like crazy places I could take this show if I could curse and talk about things that had nothing to do with Puzzle Quest.
Maybe. It can't be a regular thing, but maybe we can do one extra like blue episode.
So what we could do, though, is the next time you're down, we could get a bottle of the good rum, and after watching Saturday Night Live, do the 1 a.m. Puzzle Warriors After Dark.
That is a late night for an old man. That's so funny. One of my coworkers, this is totally off topic, but he apparently had no idea of my age, and I had referenced something, and I was like, yeah, I think that came out back in like 92. And he's like, 92? Why would you even see that? What are you, like secretly 40 or something? I was like, no, I'm openly 40. What are you talking about?
I made a droopy dog joke today in our staff meeting, and no one laughed. And I was like, oh.
You know what? That makes me sad.
I'm like, you know, droopy dog. And my boss is like, yeah, I know droopy dog. I thought it was cute. And everyone else is like, what? And I'm like, I hate you people.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. It really bums me out that when I was had gone up here to college, they were talking about some of the programs had selection processes that you had to go through to be accepted into the program. And someone was like, how do they select people? And I was like, Thunderdome. No one got. Yeah. And it was just crickets and tumbleweeds. And then one dude turned around and was like, yes. And I was like, okay, now we're friends. Nice. Deal with it.
Two men enter. One man leaves.
Two men enter. One man leaves.
Bust the deal.
Face the wheel.
Glug, glug.
Oh, that silly Elby's big boy hat with a... It wasn't that, but that's what I picture every time.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. End the show. It's got to be late.
Man,
it's nice and early.
New podcast. Everything about Mad Max. Here we go.
Mad Max or Mad Max?
Mad Max.
Okay, that was a solid franchise.
Mad Max is not that good, and people really like the Gobbleritos, but that's really all I know about it.
What's a Gobblerito? That sounds gross.
Oh, that's their special for Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving inside of a burrito. It's turkey, it's stuffing, it's cranberry, all that jazz. I don't know. People I work with, they can't wait all year for the Gobbleritos.
That doesn't sound good at all.
They buy a bunch of them, And then they also do Thanksgiving in, like, July and do Gobbleritos again, and they go crazy for them.
Are these same people who like pumpkin spice in everything, like the pumpkin spice latte coming out every year?
Is that place still in business?
Who?
Mad Max?
Mad Max. Yeah.
Sure.
Good for them. Their margaritas are...
It's a bar in a hotel. It's never going to close.
Yeah, they are a dangerous endeavor.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, they do a big business with the margarita crowd.
Yeah, well, they're a good size.
Yeah.
They're delicious, and you think you can handle your booze, but two of those, and you are blind.
That is correct.
I don't know what they do to them, but they are just straight up roofie Ritas.
See, this is all After Dark content.
All right. We'll save up.
For this show, though, that's it. We're done. It's all over.
Right on.
All right.
Welcome back, Craig. We missed you.
Thanks.
In a not really kind of way.
Oh.
But, you know, still missed you.
Sigh.
There.
Ian, I thought of you. Here, this will make you sad.
Oh,
so, at the convention I was at Monday, I went to a training that was half a day. And at the end of the training, they gave us coupons to get a free lunch from my choice of food trucks.
Ooh.
Me being me, I wanted no part of this.
Yeah.
I contacted, my boss. He didn't want it. I contacted the other person in our from work. She didn't want it. I threw his coupon away.
Savages.
So, wasted food truck food.
Man, you could have... Weren't there a stranger that could have taken it?
Probably.
You're a monster.
I probably could have walked up to any homeless person on the street and given them free lunch, but I didn't.
I threw it away. I spit in the face of all the needy people who I mention at the top of the show every week.
I mean, I didn't see any on my way from the convention center back to my hotel, so I just threw it away.
That did hurt my soul a little bit.
Yeah, figured it would. One of them was a Korean barbecue truck, and I forget what the other one was.
Well played, Craig. Well played.
So, check us out. Updates at PuzzleWarriors3.com. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, things that play the podcast all the way through, not stopping at 10 minutes, is all I'm saying. Comments, suggestions, contact us via our website, the D3 forums, or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. If you want to buy something on Amazon, that would be sweet. What's more sweet is clicking on the banner on our homepage. And then we could get some Amazon stuff, too. That'd be nice. Or you can become one of our patrons and change the name of one of our segments if you don't like them. Or make us stop talking about pies if you don't like pies. Or make us stop talking about boosted characters if you don't like that. I don't know. We're open. If you want to buy some stuff with our logo on it. Jeez. I need bedtimes. Our logo's on it. Head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. You can buy some swag with our stuff or for the soon-to-be-named network.
Sorry, there's so much going on in that sign-off. When you're this tired, I just want you to be like, download our show, comment on our show, give us money, bye!
Sure. G-Car, if you pay enough money, you can pay for a guest host. Man, no love for me. So sad. So to curl up into a ball.
Like to replace you. I thought they meant like they wanted to be on the show. I was like, no.
No, they want to pay to have people who know about this game be on the show every week and get actual, strategies and things.
Curses. Stupid Joe elevating this show.
Squigglypuff says he missed you.
Yay. Squigglypuff.
I know, it's a pretty dope name.
Squiggly.
Don't sing that. I'm already tired.
Oh, nice. Snap. All right, that's it. We're done.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Yep.
Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, there are two great tastes that taste great together. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Bye, friends.